Are you ready to make huge progress in your house? Please grab a trash bag, grab a place or a bag or a box to put donations. And today I'm bringing some decluttering tough love. Hey, Clutterbugs, welcome back to the Clutterbug podcast. I'm so excited about today's episode, but I have to give you a disclaimer that I might get a little passionate. It might feel like a little aggressive, but know that this is coming from a place of love. And I just want what's best for you. And I really want to help you shift your mindset about your stuff. Because why we struggle with mess and clutter in the first place is because we have too much. But letting go is hard. It's hard because of all the lies we've been told about how more is better and the promises that these things have brought us, or the fact that decluttering just isn't something that we've been taught is a normal part of our every day and our every week and our every month routine. And so stuff is really added up. But today I'm going to talk about some things that hopefully are going to change your thought process about your stuff and definitely get you motivated to get things out. And I'm feeling really passionate about doing this because this past weekend was the live all-day declutter as part of the Take Your House Back program that I do with Dawn from The Minimal Mom and Dana from A Slob Comes Clean. Together, we've created a course, and three times a year, we have an event that's live with thousands and thousands and thousands of people from all over the world where we coach them virtually as clutter coaches to get stuff out. And it was so incredible this past Saturday just to see the before and after pictures. And I was so proud of people, but I was also really sad. And I felt sad because I remember, like it was yesterday, the feeling of living in a really cluttered space and the negative impact it had on my life. And seeing all the photos of people's homes, it just brought all that emotion right back again. And for a lot of us, we can become really clutter blind to our stuff. We see it every day. We've had it for so long. It's always been around. We don't really see it anymore. And we certainly don't see the problems that it's causing us. And I was looking at all of these photos and I was heartbroken because many people's homes were so full that I know they can't help but every day wake up and feel shame and embarrassment and anger, even self-hatred for having a home look the way it does and feel the way it does, and also how much work it is. I look at a cluttered kitchen and I think, whoa. That is hours of work every day just to make dinner and get dishes done and just live like, just live. You're adding hours to your day just because of the amount of stuff. And you know what? It doesn't have to be like hoarders full. If your closets are full, if your drawers are full, if your cabinets are full, you're adding hours to your day and you're making your life harder. And that's all there is to it. That is the cold, hard truth. And so we're going to talk today. I want to tell you a little story that hopefully can help shift your mindset a bit about your stuff. It's a story I told during the all-day declutter, and so I wanted to share it with you again. Please, while you're listening to this podcast, don't just passively listen. If you're driving in your car, I'm going to say maybe listen to a different podcast. Pause this one and listen to it while you're at home. And if you're listening to it at home, grab a trash bag. We're going to do the work today. Today is the day you make a difference. Today is the day you do something small to make tomorrow's you proud. I want you to open up cabinets. I want you to open up closets and just look for things that can go. And I don't want you to worry about how you're going to dispose of everything. Well, maybe I should donate. Maybe I should fix this first. Maybe my sister will want this. Maybe, you know, ooh, maybe I could sell this on Facebook Marketplace. Maybe. How about you just start with trash? And how about you also give yourself permission to just throw some things out today? Perfectly good things that could be donated, because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is you making your life easier. Everything in your home, hear me, everything in your home will end up in a landfill eventually, whether it's 10 years from now or 100. You do not have to be the person who rehomes and makes sure everything goes to a perfect place and is worried about doing everything right all the time. You don't have enough time in the day. You don't have the energy. You do not have the capacity. It is impossible. And it is the reason your home is messy and cluttered. You got bigger fish to fry, friend. There are more important things for you to dedicate your time to than worried about how you're going to dispose of things in a proper way. It isn't a cat. You don't have to rehome it. It doesn't even have feelings. You got empty shampoo bottles. You're like, oh, I should probably wash them out, recycle them properly. Today, I give you permission to just throw them in the garbage. Not every day. When we get caught up, when our life is easier, when we have the time, then we do things. We take the time to do things right. Now is not that time. If you're drowning, we're not worried about your swimming technique. Okay? We're just reaching for a life preserver and getting out of the freaking water. Doesn't matter if you're treading water properly or what your like arm reach looks like. Your swimming technique does not matter, friend. You're drowning. Priorities. Okay, story. Focus, Cass. Focus. Let's talk about the story. When I was a kid, my mom and my stepdad bought a house that had a couple little apartments in it with the hope that it was like their someday retirement nest egg. They didn't have a lot of money and they certainly couldn't afford to pay the mortgage. But what they thought was the rent being paid would cover the mortgage. And then one day it would be paid off. And then this would just be income for them. That was the hope and the plan. And so this wasn't like a money-making venture. This was like a security in the future venture. And they were really optimistic and excited. And they rented out the units. I think it was like three units. It was a long time ago, but I remember very clearly this incident because it basically destroyed my poor parents. One of the units they rented to a man. He was a single working gentleman, lived in the city. They rented him a one bedroom apartment. He seemed really nice. He paid rent for a couple of months. And after a few months, he just stopped paying rent. And he still had his job. It wasn't that he lost his job. He just stopped paying rent. And my parents, were calling him and stopping by, and he just was rude to them. He was just like, take me to court. I'm not paying rent anymore. And so my stepdad, they filed for an eviction notice. They tried to evict him. They put the paper on the door and everything. And he had, I don't know, 60 days or something to leave. At this point, it had already been like 3 months. So we're talking like 5 months before he leaves. This whole time, my parents are paying the mortgage now out of their pocket, which they don't have because they're not getting this rental income. And they're worried. They're worried about money. They're going without. They're like, what did we do? They're starting to panic. So the day comes where he's supposed to be evicted. My stepdad and his brother showed up to like get the guy out, And he called the police, the tenant. And the police came and said, you are not legally allowed to forcibly remove somebody from their place, even if you've evicted them. You need to have a court order to forcibly remove them, and then the police come in and do it. And so then my parents had to like try to go to court. It was like 6 more months before they actually went to the court date. The guy didn't show up. The judge ruled that yes, he has to be forcibly removed, but we had to give him 2 months to in order to find another place. Well, at this point, he'd almost had a year living rent-free in my parents' place. So then we have to give him 2 more months before the police will actually go in and remove him. And then even when that date came, it took like another month before the police actually had the time to go there and remove the guy. So we're talking like a whole full year here of this man living in my parents' house, rent-free. They are unable to get him out. And finally, when they did remove him, my parents went in and the place was trashed. He had broken the toilet. He had smashed all the walls. He had broken all the drywall, the ceilings, the appliances. He had spray painted everything. He just trashed everything. And they didn't have the money to replace it, but that made me really realize, like, they ended up selling it and no longer doing rental property because this squatter, who they had originally welcomed in and thought was lovely and going to like make their life easier and help them, turned out to be nothing but a burden that was taking from them, that was bullying from them, that was just ruining their stuff. And why I mention this story is because your things can also be squatters. So you went out, you were at Walmart, you were wherever, and you welcomed things into your home. You thought they would make your life easier. And maybe for a time they did. Maybe for a time they were amazing and you were like, yay, this is great. But then, they stopped being so great and you didn't really want them anymore and you didn't really like them anymore. But you didn't want to ask them to leave. You didn't maybe want to hurt their feelings. And now they're wrecking your house. They've taken over. You've got squatters laying on all your surfaces. You got them in your closet, in your garage, in your basement, in your attic. There's just squatters everywhere. We're calling them squatters because they're not paying rent. Do you know how stuff pays rent? They help make your life easier. They give to you. They're doing something for you, whether it's bringing you immense joy, something that you love, or it's just something you're using. That stuff is paying rent. The stuff that isn't serving a purpose is a squatter. They are taking from you. They're wrecking your house. They're living rent-free. And on top of that, you are now in charge of them. You're cleaning them, you're moving them around, you're remembering that you're keeping track of them. Sometimes we even built them little squatter houses inside our house, aka we put stuff in Rubbermaid totes, or we put them on shelves, or we stack up containers, which is like squatter condominiums. We have like tiny homes for our squatters now. It's time to stand up and say, enough is enough, get out. Get out. You're not serving me, get out. And unlike a person, we don't even have to feel bad about kicking these squatters out because they don't have feelings. These aren't cats we have to rehome. It is junk. It is inanimate objects. We can put it in a trash bag. Who cares? It doesn't matter. Bye. It's about making your life easier. And this is what it takes, friends. It takes shifting your mindset and seeing your stuff for what it actually is. Is it helping you or is it hurting you? And you might say, oh, just having that pile isn't really hurting me. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's something you have to remember. Worse than that, every time you look at it, it's like a to-do. It's like a nasty, oh, you're lazy. You should do this. You should clean this. You should organize this. You should do this. You should do this. You should mend me. You should finish me. You should paint me. You should clean me. You should put me somewhere better. What's wrong with you? Why are you so lazy? Why can't you get your house together? Why are you so messy? You don't work hard enough. That it's all just toxic. Nasty bullies squatting in your house on all your surfaces, and enough is enough. I want you to get mad. I want you to get mad that this stuff has taken over your home and made your life harder and made you miserable and is putting you down and is lowering your self-esteem. I want you to get mad and put yourself first. And I don't want you to care how you dispose of it. I just want you to dispose of it. And I want you to get it out right now. And all you have to do, not everything, you don't have to be a minimalist. You just ask yourself, are you serving me? Are you helping me? Are you paying rent? Are you serving a purpose in my life? Yes or no? Not, is this good? Was it expensive? Ooh, it's a really nice basket, or it's a nice box, or it's a nice blanket, or my grandma gave it to me, or the wh what? That is not the questions we're asking ourselves. Is it making your life easier or not? Is it making your life better or not? If it's not, it has no business being in your home, end stop. And if you really feel like, oh, I don't want to make hard decisions, Cass, today, I'm going to do it later, I'm going to do it tomorrow, I'm here to say this is another issue that I have. Every day, our tendency is that's tomorrow me's problem. Ooh, something's hard right now. I'm going to put this work, you pick up this heavy load, I'm going to put it on tomorrow me. I'm going to put it on tomorrow me. And every day that you do that, that you add more and more and more and more on top of tomorrow's you are crushing yourself. Because now every day that you wake up, your life is harder than it was the day before. And you just keep on kicking that can down the road, making your life harder. And you wake up one day and you think, oh my God, why am I so far behind? Why do I have so much to do? Why am I so overwhelmed? Why do I feel like I'm suffocating? Why do I have like, I can't, why, this is why is my life so freaking hard and miserable? And why do I feel like I'm failing in every aspect? You piled it on yourself. I'm sorry, but you did. And I'm saying this because I did the exact same thing. I lived for a long time in such a cluttered space. I had a path from the door to the fridge, a path to my bed, waist high levels of stuff, maggot filled dirty dishes that I used to hide in cabinets and in the stove. Like, I have been there, and I know what it feels like to wake up every day and look around and just think, oh God, what have I done? How can I possibly get out of this? I don't even want to think about this. I'm going to deal with it tomorrow. Unfortunately, eventually you get to a point where it feels like tomorrow it's a feat, it's a mountain you just can never climb. And what if we did things differently? What if today, instead of always saying, I'm going to do it tomorrow, we did the hard thing today so that tomorrow's life is easier? What if we took a brick off tomorrow? What if we took some weight off of her? And then the next day we took more weight off of her. And the next day we took more weight off of her. And the next day we took more weight off of her. And we continued to do this instead of piling on. We're unburying her. And then one day you wake up and tomorrow you is light and has nothing. And you look around and you're like, oh my gosh, life is so easy. And I'm actually so happy. And it like, why? And I don't have a lot to do because you've taken the weight off instead of compounding it on. And that, friends, is real and true freedom. That is how we get to a place where life feels effortless. Every day we do a little bit to make tomorrow's life easier. And the biggest thing we can do and the most impactful thing we can do is declutter. And I'm not talking about tidying. I don't want you to move stuff to a different room or stack things neater or fold things or like, no, that's just stuff shuffling. That's just making it tomorrow's use problem. That's what that is. You can call it what you want, but that's exactly what you're doing. Putting stuff in totes. Maybe I'll get more containers. Yep. All you're doing is making tomorrow's life harder. The only way out is to get things out. That's the truth. The only way out is to get things out. Look at them as squatters, realize they're not cats we have to rehome, and say enough is enough and put it in trash bags and put it in the donation. Put it in your car immediately. Things are leaving. So much is leaving. More than you ever thought possible has to leave for you to actually get to a point where it's like, oh, takes me 2 minutes to tidy up a space. It's actually easy to put away laundry because everything's not shoved and crammed. But your family is actually picking up too because they can see what has to be done. Because when everything is cluttered, it just looks like clutter. When everything is a mess, you don't even notice what needs to be done. And your brain is just like, keep adding to the pile, keep adding to the pile, keep adding to the pile. Everything, the floor is not storage. This was hard for me to get for a long time. I was just like, I would stack things neatly in corners or piles or on surfaces. And then, like, I didn't realize that all of those little things just now, when I have to clean, I can't vacuum there. So I always had extra dust and I had to shuffle stuff around. And my closets were so full, I couldn't quickly just put something away, or my drawers, I couldn't. It just, everything was effort, everything was friction, everything was hard. And the only thing I had to do was say, like, really look and identify things that were not serving me a purpose today. It didn't matter how much they cost. Didn't matter how good they were. Didn't matter if it was brand spanking new. If I wasn't using it and loving it today, I wasn't going to make myself the promise I'd be a better person tomorrow and use it then. So much pressure I put on tomorrow me. Of course she cracked. Of course she cracked. I weighed her down and I put so much expectations that she was going to be amazing because I couldn't be amazing today. I'm good enough today as I am. And I'm no longer putting the pressure on tomorrow me to be better. I'm making tomorrow me better by doing the work right now and easing her burden. That is how you become a better person tomorrow. You take some of the load off of her today. I have to take a second to thank today's podcast sponsor, which is ironic because as I'm telling you, declutter, 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 that today's podcast sponsor is Cozy Earth Bedding. But listen, I, a few years ago, switched from like regular inexpensive sheets. I treated myself to some Cozy Earth luxury bedding. They're waffle blankets, they're beautiful bamboo sheets, so soft. They also come with a 100-night sleep trial guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You deserve beautiful sheets. There, that's all I have to say about that. And right now, my listeners could use the code CLUTTERBUG for 35% off at cozyearth.com. Treat yourself to an early Mother's Day gift. Go to cozyearth.com and use the promo code CLUTTERBUG for an exclusive 35% off. Just remember, any sheets that you buy, make sure you declutter an old set. Okay, friends, I hope you are finding things to leave your house. This can be duplicates. This could be those extra spatulas, those extra spoons in your kitchen. Open up a drawer and just look. Like, this is the thing. Look at it differently. Because we see the same space every single day, we truly become clutter blind to it. We open a drawer, we just see the same drawer we always see. I want you to look at every item differently and ask yourself, is it serving me? Is it paying rent or is it a squatter? And if it's a squatter, don't think twice, pick it up and put it in the trash bag. This is such a beautiful exercise in trusting yourself. I know for a long time, I was so insecure about making the wrong decision that I just didn't make a decision at all. Like, I would rather just avoid it because I don't want to make a mistake. And I'm not even a perfectionist. You perfectionists out there, you take this to the extreme. I see this in my husband. It's like, I'm not sure, so I'm not going to do anything at all, which again is just burdening tomorrow's you to then you still someday you're going to have to make that decision. So trusting yourself, it's called intuitive decluttering. It means looking at something and just knowing if you need it or not, and trusting when you know that you don't need it to stop your brain from convincing you of why you could possibly be making a mistake in all the ways that this could go wrong, and instead say, shut up, I trust myself, and just put it in a bag and move on. Because you know, you really know. The overthinking brain is just anxiety and fear. And anxiety and fear is what has cluttered up your closets and your drawers and your home. Anxiety and fear and shame. I shouldn't have bought it in the first place. I made a mistake. Oh, well. And a lot of the clutter in our home doesn't even come from overbuying. Most of it doesn't come from overbuying. It comes from the fact that seasons change. When our kids are little, they have a lot of toys and clothes and stuff. And as they grow, we don't need that stuff anymore. But if we're keeping it, then what the deuce are we doing? Now they're squatters. It went from being of something that's paying rent to now it's being a squatter. And it's okay that it used to be useful and that it isn't anymore. Just because something used to be useful doesn't mean we need to keep it forever. Seasons change, get it out. Done. And you don't have to sell it and get money for it and worry about all of that. You got your money's worth because you used it. If you don't have the capacity to take photos of everything and post it and schedule people to come or do all of this, like this is all like, oh, well, I'll do all that tomorrow. Again, stop putting extra work on tomorrow. You do it right this minute, or you don't do it at all and you just donate it. It's time to take the load off of tomorrow's you. Okay, I'm getting real fired up and I feel like it seems like anger. This is a lot of the feedback that I got from the all day live declutter. I was really like kind of screamy. It isn't that I'm, it is kind of that I'm mad. I guess I don't know how else to describe it. Not mad, just I wish I could just wave a magic wand and take it all away for you. Because I know how life-changing it is. I know the difference it's going to make in your life. And I just want to get through to everyone and explain it to them. But there are no words to actually explain it. It's like talking to somebody who was born in a cage and has never left that cage and trying to explain what freedom is. How can you explain what it's like to be free to somebody who's n has no grasp of that, who's never been outside this tiny little box, who's never actually seen the sun, who's never actually taken a breath of fresh air? It's impossible to explain. The only way that you can show the person is to open the door and help them come out. They have to see it for themselves. And that's how I feel as someone who was in a cage for a very long time, a cage of I that I built. Of clutter, brick by brick, I boxed myself into this tiny little cage and I had no idea how to get out. And more than that, I didn't even realize what out was. I was so used to my box. I was so used to the stuff around me and how hard life was and how miserable I was that I didn't even know any better. And it wasn't until I kicked that door open and dismantled that box brick by brick, thing by thing, and got rid of all of the excess that I was like, free. Oh my gosh, this is so amazing. And now I just want to share it with everyone. But I realize that it's one thing to say it and hear it, and it's another thing to do it. And it's not just going to be different with one bag. Or one box, or one trip to Goodwill, or one trip to the dump. That's nothing, friends. This past weekend, I filled my entire van to the brim, folded down the seats, wasn't even an inch to spare, and I did a dump run. And I have a very clean, clutter-free home, but I could still find that much. And the truth is, you have to find that much on a regular basis in order to stay clutter-free. It doesn't matter about how much you buy. There are constantly things coming in to our home. We have Christmases and birthdays and different things. We go to the grocery store. Maybe we occasionally pick up an extra pair of shoes or a candle or something at Costco, something small. All of that adds up to enormous amounts of clutter in a very short amount of time. And if we are not decluttering on a regular basis, it will take over our home before you know it. And so just like people say, you've already decluttered, why are you decluttering again? I always think like you vacuumed your house last week. Does that mean you never have to vacuum again? That would be crazy. Dust accumulates, dirt accumulates, stuff accumulates. Decluttering is the exact same thing as vacuuming. It has to be done on a regular basis. And if you haven't done it in a very long time or ever, you are going to have to let go of so freaking much until you really see a difference. It's not about becoming a minimalist. That's not it, friends. It's about getting to a point where everything has breathing room. Everything that you have is like something you use or you at least like it, serves a purpose, it pays rent, so that you can have a highly functional home. So that it's easy to create homes for things that are just as easy to put away as it is to put down because you have so much space, because you don't have to shuffle things anymore and shove and cram. You have two spatulas in your drawer. It's okay. It's all you need. We don't need all of this excess. It's not convenient. It isn't making life easier. It's making it harder. Let's see things for what they really are. And let's be brave enough to trust ourselves to let the excess go. Are you brave enough? Do you trust yourself? Here's another way I want you to look at things. Not only as squatters, it not only reminds yourself that your things are not a cat, they're not a living thing you have to rehome. It's an inanimate object that has no feelings that will one day, no matter what, end up in a landfill anyways. Okay, that's another way to look at your stuff. But I also want you to think of this. If I showed up on your door tomorrow and I told you I would come in your home and I would just take everything that you don't like, all the things you don't really use, and I would take it and I would trade it for a home that's always tidy and effortless to maintain. A home that never really gets messy, that you can maintain with very minimal effort. We're talking 15 minutes a day of tidying. Would you trade the stuff in the closets, the piles in the corners, the things in the basement that you don't really use and that you don't really like? Would you trade that stuff for a home that is easy and effortless and always tidy? Really, truly, look around. Would you trade it? If the answer is yes, then that's exactly what you're going to do. Except instead of a magic wand, it's like sweat and tears. And you got to fill a bunch of bags and make a bunch of trips to the dump and dump a bunch of stuff at the donation center. Or maybe you just get a dumpster and you have it delivered to your driveway and you just fill it. I just want a fresh start. I just want an easier house. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Maybe it doesn't matter how you do it, just that you do it and that you stop burdening tomorrow's you with all these promises and all these to-dos and all this extra work. Today is later. Today is the day that you stop being cruel to tomorrow you and you start being kind by taking off of some of the work right now. Pulling a brick off, don't put more bricks on. What are you going to do today? And the best thing, the most impactful thing that you can do is just get stuff out of your home. You have empty shampoo bottles in your bathroom. You've got bathroom products you never use. You have trash if you have piles in the corners and the floor. The floor is hot lava, friend. The floor is not a home. The surface is not a home. Everything needs a home. And if you can't put stuff away, stuff where you would put it away has got to go. So that you do have homes. And it isn't about shoving and making everything tight and perfectly cramming it or getting more organ. That's what you're, that's just building little squatter condominiums in your house. Getting it out. I know it's hard. I'm not going to say it isn't hard, but I will tell you this, it gets easier. And when you've opened the cage and stepped out and taken a breath, a long breath of fresh air, you'll be so happy and so proud of yourself. And you'll see why it's worth it. All the hard, all the tough that you had to go through was worth it. And then you're going to be just like me, a passionate person screaming on your soapbox, get rid of your stuff. This is what's going to happen. It's going to happen. and you're going to be so like fired up about it and want to help everybody see the light because you've come out and you've experienced what it's like. And it's so hard to explain it. You just got to do the work and you got to trust me and you got to trust yourself. If you don't need it, if you don't use it, if you don't love it, it's leaving. Okay, friends, I love you so much. I hope you're feeling really inspired today to declutter because you deserve it.